Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Wednesday, September 9th. Well, Apple is in the news today with their It's Only Rock and We Love It event, so I'm going to quickly get into Apple news and then move on to a few other notable things. Today, Apple released a new version of iTunes, iTunes 9. Now, apart from a major redesign of the UI, mainly in the iTunes Store, so if you download the new version, you're going to see a lot of new interface changes. The same content is for the most part there, but the browsing is a little different. Some people like it, and some people think it's a little cluttered. I think it's just something you have to get used to. But notable features inside iTunes 9 is, first and foremost, iTunes LP. Now, this was rumored to be Cocktail, and it's essentially just a more enhanced experience with an album purchase. You get track lists, lyrics, videos, high-resolution photos, some really cool artwork that go along with your album. Frankly, this doesn't interest me that much. I think it's going to appeal to music collectors, something that people were still going to buy CDs for to get that extra content. You can now get that digitally. Now, this only is for new purchases under the iTunes LP. There's no indication on if this is going to be universal. Every new album is going to have this, if it's going to be very spotty. We'll have to wait and see, but this is a cool new feature. One other thing that I really enjoy is home sharing. Now, this home sharing feature allows you to essentially share your libraries just like you could before, but when you pull up a shared library of another computer on your home network that has the same iTunes account, you can actually drag and drop music between the two of them. So if there's a song on your child's computer or your wife's computer, you can actually download that song to your iTunes library. This, along with many other sharing and synchronization features between iTunes libraries, makes it a lot easier to have a media server or multiple computers or maybe even a desktop and a laptop on the same network and keep all that content in sync. Another very nice feature for iPhone users and iPod Touch users is the ability to manage your applications and the placement of those applications in iTunes without having to drag and drop wiggly icons on the screen. Now, for me, this isn't a big deal. I don't have that many apps, but if you have pages after pages after pages of apps, this is a really cool new feature. Now, this is just glazing the surface of iTunes 9. There's many other features. Just go and check it out. Apple.com. It's a free download for Windows and Mac. Now, onto the iPods. The iPod Shuffle was updated in multiple colors. Now they offer a 2-gig version at $59 and that same 4-gig at $79. The iPod Classic was bumped up to 160 gigabytes and is now being sold for $249 in the same black and white. The iPod Touch was dropped to $199 for the 8-gigabyte version, and the $299 and $399 price points are reserved for the 32 and 64-gigabyte models. Now, both of these versions contain either exactly what's in the iPhone 3GS or something similar. Apple promised a 50% speed increase, which is exactly what we saw at WWDC when the 3GS was introduced. Now, noticeably absent from the iPod Touch is no camera. This was rumored, and it's not here. We don't know why, but it's the same old case design, nothing really new here. Just speed bumps, increased capacity, and lowered prices. The big news here is the iPod Nano. The same great design, but now you're getting a video camera with a microphone. This video camera shoots 640 by 480 video at 30 frames per second and is built right into the device. Now, there's no Wi-Fi, so you can't automatically synchronize your videos. You have to manually plug in your iPod to your computer. And there's no actual still images, so it's only video. This is directly targeting Flip Minnow and those pocket camcorders. Apple's directly targeting this market. Other notable features on the iPod Nano is an FM radio and the ability to pause live radio for up to 15 minutes, I believe. So these are going to come in at $149 for the 8-gigabyte version and $179 for a 16-gig in the same great slew of colors. Now, the last bit in Apple news today is iPhone 3.1 is available for the iPhone and iPod Touch. It's basically just for compatibility with iTunes 9.0, so go check that out. Now, in other related news, Apple pretty much overshadowed everything, but Palm is announcing a new handset today with webOS. The Palm Pixie is going to be out by Christmas, and is going to be more of a Centro-style device with a keyboard that's not slide-out, that's just built into the device, with a slightly smaller screen. It runs a webOS, just like the Palm Pre, but does have a slightly detuned processor, so it's not quite as fast. So if you like the Palm device, be sure to check that out. It's going to be available on Sprint sometime this fall. That's all the news I've got for you today. Be sure to check it back in tomorrow when we review what's happening in tech today.